You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Our second college football preview takes us to Chester to take a look at the Division III Widener Pride. Now, Widener had its 2020 season wiped out as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2019, Widener went 5-5 overall, 4-4 in the Middle Atlantic Conference. And that 2019 season was Mike Baranak's first as head coach. I caught up with Baranak to find out what the last couple of years have been like for the program and what he expects in 2021.
Well, first of all, Coach, I mean, it's been a challenging year and a half for everyone, but just how exciting is it to be getting ready for a season after losing 2020? I would imagine you got some kids that must be jumping off the walls ready to get out there.
Yeah, it's been an exciting week and a half so far, and to be honest, it's been an exciting year and a half. I mean, I think our guys have been, since the second the 2020 season was canceled, they've just been looking forward to getting back out there with their teammates and having an opportunity to compete, and now we can see that coming pretty quick, and everybody's pretty fired up about that opportunity.
How did you work to keep the kids engaged? And you talk about how they've been fired up, but you know, it's tough. I'm sure a lot of Zoom, but how much of a challenge was it over the last year to keep everybody kind of focused on the prize and plugged in?
Yeah, sure. I think it was a big challenge for our staff and for our players. We did a nice job navigating it. We did utilize Zoom and all the different platforms on the internet that you can communicate with each other through. We had a bunch of guest speakers come in. We'd have various meetings with our guys, whether it be related to football or academic, our culture and our program, things they can use in life, job interviews, you know, all different sorts of things. We had enough programming to get us through the year and a half, and kept doing that, you know, on a weekly basis with our guys, just so we could keep, you know, keep them engaged and keep them excited. Kept talking about the opportunities that are going to be ahead of us and how we felt that the teams who best navigated through the COVID situation, when we get to the other end of this and finally get to start playing games, hopefully you can see the teams that handled that well and stuck together and prepared, whether it be on their own, you know, they did what was necessary to get their bodies right and their minds right. Handle their academics so they can be a part of the team and keep moving forward. And for our coaching staff, you know, we were engaged with other coaches, you know, trying to improve ourselves, a lot of self-scout, review, look back in what we did right, what we did wrong, some things we want to change, and kind of keep our program liquid as we move forward and ever changing until we get the results that we want. Spent a lot of time out recruiting. That was a little different for us. Again, we were using the internet and using the Zoom. Visits were very limited, but I feel we had a successful recruiting class. So we did everything we could think of everything in our power to keep our players engaged and keep our program moving forward as we head into 2021.
We were talking off the air. I'll ask you basically the same question I asked you. How has camp gone? And kind of as a follow-up to that, is there a rust factor with the kids? I mean, because I'm sure everybody's in shape and working out, but, you know, until you're out there with the guys, it takes a little bit to get back up into up to speed.
Sure. I think it always takes a little bit of time to get up to speed. I think the defense in our case, or in most cases, be a little bit ahead of the offense. Hopefully we're shaking that rust off. I'm sure I'm not the only coach in the country that's a little nervous to, you know, see how we're going to perform when the lights come on. We're excited. We have a scrimmage this Thursday against another opponent. So it'll give us a little test before we head into week one. We had an inter-squad scrimmage last week. Camp's been really, really competitive. Camp's been really physical. We were able to battle through the heat early on in training camp, which, you know, gave our guys a little bit more adversity to keep fighting through, which is always good and helps you bond together and come together when you got to battle something that's pretty tough. But it's also been short. So, yeah, there is a factor of how long will the rust, you know, stay on, or how quickly can we shake it off. We reported on the 12th, and it's now the 24th, and our kids are on their second day of school. So it's been a short training camp, but it has been competitive. It's been physical. And I think that our guys have responded really well to the challenges of a short camp and the challenges of trying to get the rust off and get ready to win a football game.
When you look at the group, when it comes to where do you see the strengths right now?
I think the strength of our football team, we have four really great leaders who are coming back, who are seniors, our four captains. I think it starts with them. Ryan Steckline, who's a senior offensive tackle for us. Mario Scotese, who's a senior defensive end. A senior wide receiver, James Gillespie, and a senior defensive back, Anthony Jordan. And I think those four guys have really set the tone for us over the last year and a half, but certainly when we got here together and started taking the practice field this fall. And I think it'll start with them. I mean, it's the players, our program's centered around our players, and it's their locker room and how far those leaders can drive our guys towards our goals. You know, that's what it takes. And I think those guys are up to the challenge, and they've all had a great training camp. They're all in shape. They're all ready to go. So I think our leadership from those four guys is one of our strengths. From a schematic standpoint, you know, we returned three starters on the offensive line, which we're happy about that. We return a running back who had significant carries last year. I think our wide receiver core is pretty solid. Defensively, our defensive line has been playing well during camp. We like the play of our three young linebackers. And I think our secondary will be much improved from 2019. Getting a guy like Anthony Jordan back onto the field after injury in 2019. So we're excited to, you know, to see what the future holds, and we're just taking it day by day.
What's your quarterback position look like?
We got a few guys in training camp right now who are battling it out to try and, you know, replace a senior that we lost last year. So they've been splitting reps pretty much equally throughout training camp. We have a scrimmage, like I said, this Thursday. So those guys, again, we'll split reps there, and we'll kind of evaluate day by day. And on the depth chart every day, it's kind of been fluctuating. We go in, pretty much treat every practice just like a game. So we'll grade it out, you know, based on how they operated as far as getting the play call in, making the checks, completing passes, you know, anything that we would grade our quarterbacks on a normal basis after a Saturday game. We've been doing that every day on practice. And making sure those guys are competing. And we feel confident that we'll find a guy that will put us in the right positions and help us win by the time we get to week one.
Is there you talked about multiple strengths, and you know, you're looking at the quarterback position. Is there one position that you feel kind of holds the key for your group, that if it comes together and you get close to the ceiling of what the possibility is for that, that it could mean something really special?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think every time your quarterback, your trigger man, I think you want him to be a guy that is super competitive, that everybody on the team can rally behind, and he's going to make great decisions with the football. So obviously, you know, quarterback's a position that is of the utmost importance. But then for us, you know, we want things to start up front. We've got to be able to protect that guy. So whoever it is, We've got to be able to protect him, whether it be in the pass game or by being physical and establishing a run. So it's important for our offensive line to continue to grow and build that continuity. And then I think it's the reciprocal on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the Middle Atlantic Conference. If you can stop the run and you can get after some of the dynamic passers that we have in this league, I think you give yourself a chance to play good defense and be in a lot of games and a chance to win. So for us, the three main positions that, you know, we really want to see continue to come along and will help you win football games is up front on defense and offense. And then obviously that quarterback position. So
this is your third year. This will be your second season of actual games. How have things slowed down for you? Because I imagine that first year things are going pretty fast as you maybe tackle things for the first time as head coach. Then you have that odd 2020 year, obviously, and now it's kind of your second year of coaching and routine. How's it slowed down for you?
The way I look at it, it's the perspective you put on everything. I mean, if I was sitting here as a football coach that was a head coach for 30 years and everything's been mapped out and we've done it the same way for 25 years, and then you get that roadblock thrown in there, I think that might cause a little bit more of a hiccup than it did for me. You know, heading into my first year, we did some things in our culture and things that we wanted to accomplish, and we were moving towards that, and we were excited about 2020. And then it got, you know, shut down on us. So we just went right back in and rolled with the punches, and that's kind of how we've been doing it. So I look at it like an advantage, not a disadvantage, being a young coach, that we get a bunch of these, you know, hiccups or roadblocks early on in this time here that'll just serve us well as we move through. And if you can navigate through the past year and a half, then you can navigate through anything. So I use it as kind of a badge of honor, I guess. You know, we made it through. We're all right. We're on the other side. I don't look at it as a negative. I come to work every day, and it's a great opportunity to be the football coach here at Widener. And whatever obstacles are put in our way, it doesn't change our focus. That's the great thing. So, you know, for us, we have our goals. We have what we want this program to be. We have a standard. We have an expectation for our coaches and our players and anybody who can reach out and touch this football program. There's an expectation put on them. And that doesn't change regardless of playing games or not playing games. So this was just something that, you know, put it in your coaching book and you learn from it. And the next time that we have something, now I know how to run a program online if we have to. And we know how to keep guys engaged, and we know how to create a strength and conditioning program that guys can do on their own. And we know how to have meetings via Zoom and meetings in rooms where we have to be 6 feet apart and work in pods when we go out onto the practice field and how we operate through the locker room. So we're ready for all those challenges, and we navigated it pretty well as a coaching staff. Credit to our kids. Our kids never questioned anything, man. Whatever we needed to do, hey, coach, if this is what we have to do to get better, then this is what we have to do. And everybody did a great job. So I put the spin on it that, you know, my head wasn't spinning. This was just this was the situation I was in. And my job is to get this football team ready. And I think we've done that.
To that point, anything you've experienced, any practices you had to implement out of necessity in the last year, are they going to stick around? Are there things that you were like, hey, you know what? This is actually better than what we were doing.
For sure. I think one thing, you know, if you look back into our 2019 season, one glaring thing that we wanted to do as a staff was we got worn down in the second half. We didn't finish games. We never trailed at halftime to any team that we played, but we finished 5-5 because we got worn down. And I think one thing that came out of COVID that was a blessing was we were only allowed a certain amount of people in our weight room at a certain amount of time. And we were able to split up lifting all the way throughout the day. And the lifting groups were very focused. You know, you were working with guys that were going to push you. We could mix and match who's going to lift with this guy to get him bigger and get him stronger. And there's really no place to hide. You're not 100 guys in a weight room, 50 guys in a weight room at a time. Our strength and conditioning staff was able to, hey, these are my 10 guys who are lifting for this 45 minutes. And really make sure that we grinded them and got them right. So I think that's a benefit that we're looking at, a way for us to continue to utilize that lifting in the small groups to make it, get in, get out, get your work, but make it very, very intense. So that may have been a blessing in disguise. you do lose a little bit of that full team element. But when you go outside, you can pick up your work outside as a full team. So, you know, basically how our strength and conditioning program goes is, you know, we have 3-4 days of lifting and then a couple days of, you know, agilities and running. So we picked up that team aspect in the wintertime with the outside work and then the inside work where we could really focus on our kids' size and strength. It was a benefit, a blessing in disguise to have those small groups. And it kind of coincided right with how Widener is as far as the academic side. It's very hands-on learning here at our university. It's very intimate, smaller class sizes where you get to ask those questions. And that same approach in the weight room, I think, has paid off in the size of our football team, the strength of our football team, the speed of our football team. So if I'm looking at what we thought may have been a negative through COVID, that could be something that's possibly maybe sticks with our program, you know, for the future.
And my final question, you'll open with Rowan. I think this has become one of the best non-conference games going in the area. And you talk about you have that scrimmage later this week, but, you know, week 1 of the regular season, you will get a very good feel of where your group is with this matchup, no?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Rowan University is chock full of great football players. They have a wonderful coaching staff, great tradition. We expect an absolute battle. We expect, a great Rowan football team like we would every year. They're very talented, and we know what's ahead of us. We know how challenging it is to win at a place like that. Big crowd, you know, the fireworks, the opening day, all the stuff that they put on for this little rivalry. And they're a hell of a football team. So we know we got our hands full. And we're just taking it day by day, and come September 4th, hopefully we're ready to compete, because we'll have to be. We got a ton of respect for those guys, got a ton of respect for Coach Accorsi. You know, we're just excited to get past 2020 and get back out there and have a chance to compete. And we'll know a lot about our football team, you know, around 10 p.m. on September 4th.
And that is it for this episode of our college football preview series here on 1-on-1. My name is Matt Leon. Now, you can follow the show on Twitter at 1-on-1Pod, and you can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening, and we will have another episode coming your way soon.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.